everything's running smoothly.
Peter, Peter, Peter. Hello, my friend. Peter, give me a letter, sir.
L.
Oh, L. Peter L. Swain. The L stands for the lovable. You gotta love him. You gotta love us this year. Kansas City Morning Show. What up, what up, what up?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's Wednesday. Happy hump day to you.
No. Happy hump day to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Happy hump day to you.
Thank you. Sunny today. High of 67, low of 48 in Kansas City. We will be seeing some early showers tomorrow, AM showers. High of 68, low of 37, but it's a big day. The Big 12 gets started.
So that's going to happen, huh?
This is it.
I got that covered in the news. We got your real headlines coming up, but yeah.
We weren't sure, but it is happening, yes.
Now, yeah, you are wearing a team that is not in the Big 12.
That's right.
Yeah. I believe they reside Syracuse, I believe is.
Yes, they certainly do. I'm wearing the Syracuse blue and orange. That's where I got my master's degree. The NCAA tournament, unfortunately, starts today.
We get it. Orange. You are a learned individual.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you. It does feel good.
They're not very good this year, though.
No, they are not good at basketball. But every team has a chance. Syracuse needs to win the ACC tournament. So we'll see if they can start by beating UNC, who just walloped them a week ago tonight.
I was going to include, did I put it in there? I don't think I did. I had a couple.
Struggle's real for you today.
Well, I had a couple New York stories for you. I was going to throw one in, you know.
This is the KC Morning Show.
Well, yeah, but listen, you are an individual who mm-hmm. brings with you experiences from where you used to live. You happen to used to lay your head down in New York.
That's right.
There's a story there of in true New York style. They're putting ranch in bars. Like ranch is going to be on the tap.
Ranch dressing.
Dressing, yes. Mm. So maybe we'll talk about that on Friday. That was I wanted to throw in a New York story, and that was the most New York story I could find. But maybe we'll do that a little bit later.
That feels like a Friday story.
It does. Well, hi, Pete. No longer in New York, now residing where? Do you have a house yet? Have you found a place to live?
I'm on the hunt right
still,
now.
Still looking?
I found a few places that I've liked downtown. I'm still a little bit debating if I want to really do take the jump from the plaza. I do enjoy it down here.
You were pretty set before. Now you are deciding maybe you want to stay put.
Well,
not in the same house, but the same location.
Yeah, okay. I just don't. I definitely have to move from the house.
Okay.
No matter what, but at the end of this process, I'll be living alone. So that's
the
main goal.
That sounded so sad.
Yeah.
Preface
big
that.
Big roommate guy.
Preface that sentence. You're doing fine.
Yes.
You just prefer to.
Right. I have roommates now. I'm over 30.
You sounded very lonely, though, in that last sentence.
It's time to make my own path.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing.
Does she know that you wanted to live by yourself and not ever have a roommate? Did you tell her that?
I think I saw five apartments over the course.
You're going to totally move on from that? You're not going to touch that one, are you? He's not going to touch it. Okay.
I saw one Monday and then four on Tuesday. And then today I'll see another one. So
okay.
That's six apartments in total.
I was trying to get you in trouble there, but okay. Never mind. I'll move on. You didn't want to touch that. Okay.
What's going on with you?
Not too much. I have a question. That's what I have. I thought about this sealer. Well, about 3 hours ago, I thought about this because I stayed here last night. I think that if we're gonna have a room that's our own, then we should make it that kind of room. This isn't just a place that we just come 2-3 days a week to work. Mm-hmm. No, we have a couch here. We can dim the lights. I can take naps here. You know, if I think it's going to be a late night, maybe I want to come here.
So while I'm looking for apartments, you've just decided that our studio is your apartment.
My question was this. Would you be okay with me just making this my own?
I think I would be fine with whatever you do since you're a grown man.
Okay.
I just don't know if necessarily the owners would enjoy a new roommate.
You know what they enjoy? Rent money. You know what they get? Rent money.
You're right.
I think
you're
I'm entitled
right.
to certain rights and privileges.
That is a key. Rent money is a key.
They come with, well, yeah, it's true, but 1 month at a time. Thank God it's monthly because, boy, okay. I'm just saying that for the majority of the weeks, this room goes unused. And I think that we need to get more of our money's worth. That's all.
Bunk beds.
I'd be willing to entertain a bunk bed situation. I prefer maybe a bigger, you know, I prefer maybe a bigger love seat. But sure, we could talk about bunk beds.
What made you stay here? Were you just out and about?
Just out and about. Just out and about. So just figured why, you know.
Didn't want to go back to the burbs last night.
I did not. I did not.
I see that.
I was also curious, too. Why do we not have a name for this place?
What do you mean? It's the KC Morning Show Studios at Unlabeled Music Services.
Okay, we've never had that discussion. You just made that up on the fly.
No
this
way.
Has always been the Unlabeled Music Services. Yeah,
this particular room
studio, that part
the
of the
KC
plug.
Morning Show Studio at Unlabeled Music Services.
So we're just calling it the KC Morning Show. We don't have anything fun. We can't call it like the, I don't know, when I was in high school, me and my dumb friends had a room that we set up. We called it the G-Spot. Not for what
yeah,
you think
no,
it is.
I mean, we're more professional than
well,
that.
Well, no, it's get your head out of the gutter. The business, it was the gangsta spot.
This is the business.
Because we're a bunch of gangsters in Lee Summit.
This is the business area because we only do big business in here.
We can make that work. Ooh, the business. Hey, meet me at the business area.
No, not
that's
that
what
kind
I want.
Of business area.
I want to be able to text you.
You
and
telling
say,
me my name's in the gutter. You need to get you. This is not that kind of business area. We have a program here for families.
We need to be able to have something that rolls off the tongue. Like, hey, I'm going to go to, you know, back in the days of Kemper. Hey, I'm at Kemper, you know. Sure. Hey, I'm at the studio. That doesn't sound right.
It's the KC Morning Show Studio.
We got to think of a better name than that. Mm. Like the Lair or like the, I don't know. Like dudes have the Man Cave, which.
Fan Cave now, nowadays.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's true.
It is 2020.
We got to think of a name for this thing. Maybe the. What's a morning show name? What's a morning show feel?
Why don't we throw it out to Twitter? When we do this, we usually get some responses.
Okay.
If you have a name for the studio, hit us. Mention KC Morning Show.
Not
on,
your
on
just
Twitter.
Generic legal like Pete always goes with the mayonnaise generic KC Morning Show Studios.
Nothing
brought
wrong
to
with
you. No.
Did you ever have a mayonnaise and cheese sandwich?
Listen to that sentence. Mayonnaise and cheese.
Melt the cheese a little.
Wow. Much like the title, much like the current title of this room, it's boring, man. I need some wow factor. We're going to have people coming in here because here in your Unlabeled Services studio, they have...
Unlabeled Music Services.
Well, they have tours, right?
Sure. And they throw parties.
They throw parties. Mm-hmm. We have to have a cool name that's going to be like, oh, not only are they good at what they do, it's a solid entertaining podcast. They're clever.
Right.
They got a witty title, like The Bat Cave, only like, I don't know.
So you posted another shirtless selfie on Monday.
Did I? Oh, I did. Which one was that? Was that the jogging one or the still?
Nope, just the same one you do every day.
It's always that same pose, isn't it? Well, here's the thing. It's.
I think you might have hit it right there. I think maybe you should just start doing different poses because it's the same pose every day. So I'm thinking maybe like you throw up. The right arm.
Maybe a flex.
Like a Mahomes style.
You make
flex.
A good point.
Mahomes
I just
is
think
on TikTok. A lot of news that was broken over the past few days.
And that was a very good video, too.
I thought it was funny.
I think, no, it was very, very good. I think that I have such a good angle and such good lighting in that exact same spot
right.
that I take that same picture every single time mm-hmm. that I don't think, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. Are you the mouse that's getting the cheese, or are you just ramming your head right into the wall, though?
Ugh, how much time do you have?
Speaking of cheese, I am trying a new diet. I'm going low carb.
Okay.
And I like the kids are doing, I'm going to go a little bit of the intermittent fasting. So if I'm get
It
like,
works. It does work. It really
if
does.
If I get grumpy in here in the morning over the next few weeks as
Worth
I
it.
Make this push.
Worth it.
I'm sorry, it's not you, it's the intermittent not eating. Food.
Your abs are gonna be immaculate, though.
I said, you don't realize what's under this beautiful Syracuse sweatshirt.
I got an idea.
We got a while to go.
Oh, I got an idea.
We have some pool time to hit this summer if you're lucky. If you stay on my good side and
find you a spot with a pool. How about that? Do that for me.
You know what?
Do that for me.
I found a place yesterday that had a lot of stuff like that and.
Amenities, if you will.
I'm intrigued. Yeah, that's the word. Uh-huh. Amenities. Uh-huh. I was intrigued. It's a smaller spot, but the amenities are really nice.
I'm your amenity. What you need is one more person.
This apartment is too small for probably even me. But I'm thinking about it because I like.
Would you entertain the idea of us living together?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think. You know what?
Couldn't even lie to me and say
I
maybe.
I have a thick dosage of Hartzell 3 times a week, uh-huh. and that is good enough for me.
All right, I get it. I'll just crash
it's just
here.
Just enough.
I'll just crash here, and you can just we can basically live together. You'll just wake me up every time we have a show.
You should hit up our personal friend Steve or our mutual friend Steve. I think he maybe would take you in.
I am not quite that desperate yet. But I love your I love you thinking of me. And
yeah, no
I'll
problem.
Get back to you on that. Let's do the news. Let's do the what's
the news, man.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team! Assemble!
A lot of news.
Big news.
Big news week. It's a big news feel. You got the big fight feel? No. This on your KC Morning Show.
Count
this
your.
This is a big news feel.
Count your mayor P's and Q's. This is the news.
Oh. That right there is a tease, ladies and gentlemen. Because, you know, Pete, he does freestyle this
That's
news
right.
headline.
Every Friday.
This news intro is freestyled by your boy, Peter F. Swing. The F stands for freestyle.
Baby!
But that's on Friday. Because this is Wednesday.
That's right.
Your hump day. Okay. Baby.
Mm. A little different take on that.
I just can't get that high today. I am very tired.
I would debate that, knowing you personally. But
hump day!
Still got it. Never mind. Never lost. Never lost.
There's one thing you can count on you. It's that you can always get high.
Thanks, Pete.
No problem.
Let's do the news. Yeah, busy news week, and it's only Wednesday.
That's right.
Only Wednesday. It was quite the Tuesday. Some would say, dare I say, a big Tuesday. Not quite a super Tuesday, because we've been there, done that already. So that's moved on. So maybe this is like a super-ish Tuesday. I'm sure you saw the story.
Right,
it took off.
I
pulled the quotes from this story from the New York Times. So that's how much of a national news grabber this was. Mayor Quentin Lucas turned away at his polling location. The mayor of Kansas City turned away as he tried to
Not
vote.
A good look. Not a good look.
So I showed up at the polling place and I took a utility bill because I actually don't have to use my driver's license as much. I get the fortune of having a ride in the morning.
This guy.
And so I took my utility bill. I checked before to see that I could use it. I asked the very nice person who was at the desk. She said I could. And then when I handed it to them, they were like, well, we don't have you in the system. So I said, I'll just come back later. But in essence, it's kind of turned away, which is less than ideal. And yeah, I'm the mayor of Kansas City, so it was kind of interesting to run into that today.
Did he register?
So it appears to have been just a basic error. The poll worker put his first name as his last name, his last name as his first name, which is an honest mistake. And he even says, Mayor Q says, I get that mistakes happen, he said, adding, but we need to make sure that we have a system where we don't have those mistakes because he is the mayor and he could say, yo, I'm, you know, he looks like I'm the mayor.
Right.
But think about that guy who may have had that same issue who's not Mayor Q.
They put his first name in his Q and his last name is Mayor. Was that the problem?
Must have been it. Yeah. That must have been it.
I love when that happens at the bar with my friends. They're like, oh no, you're not under Sweeney, you're under Peter. And I go, oh no, put it on Peter. Like a Madonna or something. You know what
so,
I mean?
Oh, hey, you know, as someone who also has an iconic first name, much like Peter.
Sure.
I understand the things you go through.
Of course, Gray.
The episode unfolded shortly after he made a video in which he discussed the importance of voting and encouraged people to show up at the polls as he was then told, sir, there's no room for you in the inn. But it's
good,
all
good on him because he could have faked it, right? He could have got out there and said, I voted. It was great. But instead, he told the public.
Well, he knew how important it was. Seriously, like again, like if he wasn't the mayor and he was another guy, his name, you know.
Johnny Rose.
Maybe Johnny Rose decides just to go back home and Johnny Rose doesn't vote. And maybe he came down to only Johnny's vote. It didn't last night. And it was the opposite. It was a bit of a landslide. But what if it wasn't? And Johnny could have been the guy that put Joe in the White House or Bernie in the White House.
Right.
Got to get that figured out. Especially, let's do it now. Get it fixed for the general.
For what it's worth, I think Johnny used to work on the docks.
Oh, what?
What?
That was the angle?
No, what do you mean?
Living on a prayer?
Mm, But if he wants to vote, it sounds like it.
Joe Biden is riding high. Now the projected winner in Mississippi, Missouri, and the night's big prize, Michigan.
Wall Street didn't build this country. Y'all built the country. You didn't build the country. Yeah!
But Bernie Sanders is fighting on. The senator was looking to turn the tide and pull off a shocking upset in Michigan, as he did in 2016 against Hillary Clinton.
We are the campaign that brings people together, not divides them. We are the campaign that is appealing to the aspirations and dreams of young people all across this country.
And it wasn't even close. Joe really just...
We are fighting for the working people, and we are going to win this election no matter what.
Bernie became a bit of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is the mic still on here?
Yeah, it was...
We're going to lose the primary again, aren't we?
It was pretty one-sided. It's a big night, cranked up. Basically, ever since South Carolina, Joe Biden's been... he's been back. Everybody you've talked to...
North Carolina! Move it, raise up! Put your shirt off! Take around your head like a helicopter!
Towards the end there, you weren't even trying anymore. You weren't even trying at the end there.
Are you going to go behind Joe now or what?
Oh, I'm going to vote blue no matter who. I'll be that guy. I'll be that hashtag. I will. But just we're one. And I'm not going to push my politics on anybody.
Right.
But I had a guy. I had a dog in the fight. I had a horse in the race, and my horse is starting to start some cool down stretching, I think.
Well, listen, he'll be back, right?
Oh. You really made that come full circle, didn't you? Man. AOC, I'm sure you're familiar with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, representative out of New York, a big Bernie Sanders surrogate. She was you know, not beating around the bush last night. There's no sugarcoating it, she said. Tonight's a tough night for the movement overall, she said during a live stream on Instagram. So the question now is, Bernie, what are you going to do? You're going to stick this thing out? He's got enough money. He's got enough support. He can make this thing go to the convention if he wants to, but I want to see one debate. I would like to see a debate. They've got one scheduled, but because of the coronavirus, it's going to be, I heard this coming in.
It's probably not smart. Similar to...
Well, it's going to be an empty room.
Similar to Elizabeth Warren not backing anyone. I just find that if you debate Joe now, right, it's only going to hurt the Democratic Party.
Yeah, at this point,
I would like to see one too, as long as they were both still in it. But I looked at the odds last night, and unfortunately, this thing's over.
Yeah, it's just about done. I don't know. At this point, I just want to see a debate. I just want to see it. I mean, it would be nothing but harm if I'm anybody who's like, if I am someone who works for like Democratic Party, I say that's a terrible idea.
I'm no expert on this.
But I want to see it.
But let me just say this, right? I looked at the early debates. Do the debates matter? Because Joe did not look good. Joe did not look good. I can't remember a time, and this was the first time I really checked in. And he was sort of, I mean, there were moments. He had these moments, but he was sort of short with the narrators, a little bit like disrespectful, really unlikable.
You mean senile is the word
you're
looking
for? Yes, and getting talked over and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it did not seem to impact his chances whatsoever.
It didn't.
So.
Didn't matter at all.
Do the debates back. Bloomberg, that's all I'm asking.
Bloomberg didn't even get in the race for four months.
You talk about waste of money. That was a waste of money.
But at your polling place yesterday, you may have seen some friends trying to get you signed up. You know, we passed medical marijuana back with Amendment 2 way back when. Well, now Missourians for a new approach. They wanna say not just medical, but we need to do this thing on a recreational level as well, of which I could not agree more.
Some people are already looking ahead to the next election, trying to get recreational marijuana put on November's ballot. Volunteers with Normal KC collected signatures outside voting places Tuesday to put the issue on the ballot. Now, the goal is to amend Missouri's constitution and remove state prohibitions on personal use and possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana by anyone 21 years or older.
So in order to get the issue on the ballot, the group has to collect about 160,000 signatures from registered Missouri voters. Did you sign up for this yesterday?
I did not.
Did you see anybody out there?
No, I didn't have one in mind.
Yeah, I voted in Lee Summit. Shocker, it didn't make it out to didn't make it out to my Lee Summit polling place. But yeah, they need about 160,000 signatures, and according to the group, they're about a little bit more than one-third of the way there. There's a strong support
for this, surprising.
She said. There's a strong support out there to be responsible and regulate marijuana. Yes, there is strong support. There is dank support for this.
Oh, wow.
For this. You like that?
High on your list of political items, isn't it?
We talked about this a little bit earlier already. Big 12 action. That gets kicked off today, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You got this in sports, I know, so I know I'm stepping on your lead.
That's apologize. Okay. That's all right.
I'm going to take a different slant. You're going to go more of the sports analysis.
Sure.
I'm going to go more of the corona side of life.
Yeah.
The conference released a statement, and it says in part that the priority of the Big 12 conference is to ensure the safety of students, coaches, administrators, event staff, and fans as we continue to monitor all relevant information on the virus and its impact on hosting events in public spaces.
That's part of the difficulty of this is there are not definitive answers. It's very much a make decisions as you go. It wouldn't be entirely surprising if we had some people that might consider themselves in the range of higher risk that would stay home.
So the priorities of the Big 12 Conference is to ensure the safety of our students, coaches, administrators, event staff, and fans as we continue to monitor all relevant information on COVID-19, aka the coronavirus. That's a statement from the Big 12 Conference yesterday. Are you still going to try to go?
I'm going to.
Because I feel like yesterday was a bit of, I don't know, I just watched the news and stuff. A lot of events and, I don't know, yesterday felt like we turned a corner as far as like, yo, the quarantine might be coming. Life might be getting ready to look a lot like E.T. here sooner rather than later. Right. Is it worth it?
I'm going. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going.
Okay, we're on the same page. It's totally worth it. Absolutely go. Absolutely go.
I know that there's reason to stay in and people are really afraid of this thing. I look at it as it's a common flu. I mean, I just actually
It's not the flu. Don't say that. It's not the flu.
Whatever.
Get in trouble.
It's a virus.
Get yelled at.
Excuse me. It's a virus. I just came off of a sickness. I don't know if it was something similar or whatever. I feel pretty good. I'm going to go down. You do what you want. I mean, you research and see.
I'm not sweating this
I
at
do
all.
Think it's going to be less of a crowd.
I'm going to stretch out, too. I'm going to stretch my arms out.
In a long time. My friends and I were texting yesterday, and maybe this is the wrong approach, but like we're excited that the tickets are going to be cheaper to probably get into the KU game. So that's where I'm at. Again, if you have an autoimmune issue or you're old, and I'm not talking Pete Sweeney old because I'm old enough, but really old.
Hey, you're a spry young chap.
Just be careful out there, right? Then you should stay in quarantine. But
yeah, we can't let the virus win. No. If we stay home, the virus wins. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
With that COVID-19?
Yeah.
I'm going to shine it up real nice.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to shine it up real, real, real nice. I'm going to turn that COVID sideways. Mm-hmm. Stick it straight up. It's Candy's ass. That's what I'm going
to do. Well, let me say this. It does feel like the first time you're really not trying to go viral for the first time in your life.
Boo. Boo.
Which is, it's refreshing in a way.
That was disgusting. Disgusting. I have been trying to find a reason to play this drop ever since we got on this show. Because I look behind you, we have our beautiful shot of Step Brothers.
Right.
And we gotta fix that. We gotta put our face on that.
If we had producers.
Like that family photo shot.
Pan over and zoom, but we don't.
Yeah, we don't have any of that. Not yet. Video coming soon to your KC Morning Show. But yeah, we got to put our face on that Step Brothers shot because I have titled this, Pete, and I could have put together a list.
My goodness.
I didn't do it. In fact, we haven't done one recently. May have to change that here a little bit later. But the title of this is called, Did We Just Become Best Friends?
Did we just become best friends? Yep.
That's all that was for. Literally was waiting. How many shows we've done just to play that clip?
Wow. Quite a few.
Are you curious how many years it takes to become considered someone's best friend, quote-unquote best friend?
Is it four?
God dang it, I forgot to take it out of the sheet. it was a late night. Dang it. Well, why do you always step on it? A poll of 2,000 Americans found that an average, yes, it is 4 years.
Oh, nailed it again.
4 years it takes to become a best friend with someone.
Friend, sounds like.
1 in 3 say that they have to go on a vacation with someone before they consider themselves a best friend. A lot of them say they have to go through some type of very personal experience together. There you go. 4 years.
We're halfway there.
4 years. Has it been that long? How long has it been? Really, 2 years?
I think.
Oh man. Well, 2 years is usually right around my peak for about everything now. So I imagine that it's
all
probably
downhill from here.
The beginning of the end for us too, Pete.
It's a shame.
The beginning of the end. We're doing another food story. Those
food
course,
stories
of course I do.
Seem to be really crushing it. Ever since we've been doing food on your morning show news, your real headlines,
yeah,
it's been really taking off.
Yeah, I agree.
And this one I'm very, very, very excited about. The Double Big Mac. Mm. Have you heard about what McDonald's is doing?
It sounds delicious.
To all these patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
McDonald's is adding the Double Big Mac. You like the? I'm really hyping these like 2 second clips. I'm really selling them.
I think they should bring back that song.
The Double Big Mac is two extra patties, bringing the grand total now to 4 patties on a Double Big Mac. It's essentially just 2 sandwiches put on top of each other. I think it's missing 1 more slice of cheese. If it had 1 more slice of cheese in the middle, I think it makes a little bit more sense. They're also adding what is called a Little Mac with only 1 patty, no extra bun in the middle, but also still including the patented special sauce on your Big Mac, that Big Mac sauce.
Really, it's a cheese and mayonnaise sandwich with some meat in it when it comes down to it. Bare bones.
It's that you love that mayonnaise feel, don't you? You really do. You really do. From the perfect ratio of our infamous special sauce to the crunch of our crisp lettuce and the juiciness. Let me say that again, the juiciness. One more time, the juiciness of our 100% pure beef patties. Customers know and love the unmistakable flavor of the Big Mac. And we are excited to give it to them. Mm. We're excited to give them the new ways to enjoy that burger they love to satisfy.
That's right.
Fan cravings. Mm. I got a craving. I'll tell you what, I got a craving for something. Cravings of all sizes with 3
any kind of size.
Delicious Big Mac options.
Satisfaction from any size. That's what you want in a sandwich.
I mean, that's what you want that's what you want in life. Mm. You gonna do it? I looked at a picture, man. It's huge. It's a bit obnoxious.
Seems like a social video if we want to go do this. Again, it'll have to fall in my window of intermittent fasting, so.
Oh yeah, this doesn't actually
catch me between 12 and 8.
Yeah, this doesn't fit with the new diet. I'm gonna give it a shot. Well, I do love a good Big Mac.
The only real rule I have is that I can't eat at certain times, so if we go in the window, the Big Mac window, we'll be good.
What?
BMW.
What?
My BMW.
Okay, no, we're just gonna let's just blow by. We got one more thing. We're almost done. Do one more thing.
Why
head
you hating
down
on my BMW? You that kind of guy?
More of a Jaguar kind of guy. Hmm. Finally, Pete, concert news. Because we haven't had a concert news, a little concert announcement. I haven't done that in a while. Which one do I want to hit play on? Let's go with the middle. Let's do that. Oh, and we're gonna go with the middle because Jimmy Eat World coming back to Kansas City.
Love it.
Where is that? Let me pull it up on my sheet here. Jimmy Eat World at the Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. That show August 29th. It's the Criminal Energy Tour featuring the Front Bottoms.
Funny because in Kansas City we have the West and East Bottoms, and now for one night only we'll also have some Front Bottoms with Jimmy Eat World. Good for Kansas City.
Hush, let's get to the chorus. It just takes some time, little girl, in a little out the you really, I mean, you are just in rare form today.
Bottoms on bottoms.
Rare form.
Dare I say, bottoms up.
Jimmy Eat World, August 29th. Irish Bank Theater at the Midland. Tickets on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. It's a very good show. I'm a big Jimmy Eat World fan. Circa the year was 2004.
Pure sweetness. It just
takes some time. Oh, did you just give us a tease of maybe the background sounds, the bed music of our Wednesday wisdom later on? I think you may have done that. I think you did. And with that, Pete, you've been learned, my friend. That's all I got when it comes to the news.
Great news session. Again, rate and review us if you're listening on iTunes.
Maybe not today. I'm tired.
We got a good show.
Rate and review Monday's show. That was a great one.
We got a great show coming up
rate
on Friday.
Rate and review Friday's show. Let's just let today
I'm actually headed over to
happen.
our friend Patrick. We're going to get some new gear in here for our Charlie Hustle show that we do every Friday. So
we got new shirts coming.
We got some new injections. So yeah, you don't have to wear another sporting shirt, and it'll be good. We come to you.
No. Okay, I'll let you finish this sentence before I clap back at you. Go ahead. No.
We come to you from the KC Morning Show Studios right now until you tweet us a different name.
There he is.
At Unlabeled Music Services.
I wear these sporting outfits not because I'm some kind of like shameless self-promoter for myself, of which I work for Sporting Kansas City. No, I don't do that. I do that because I have, in the last month and a half, developed a body that for some reason has only the best fits.
Right.
And a Sporting KC.
Oh, we all know
jacket.
What the body looks like by now.
Oh.
Everybody knows.
It just so happens that I could go shirtless underneath this zip up.
Before he does that, this, his body, my body,
one
on
second.
Your.
Let me get this zip
up.
You ready?
Morning. Show.
That's a nipple.
Put your nipple away.
That's a nipple.
Put your nipple away.
The KC Morning Show.
Sorry, I got a little chilly in here. I had to zip that thing back up.
Did you ever hear the expression, are your turkeys done?
No.
Means when it's a little chilly outside and you could feel under your shirt that your nipple has gotten a little bit hard.
Oh.
You say to someone, looks like your turkeys are done.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I kind of like that one.
Gobble, gobble.
Oh, man. Okay.
Keep that in your repertoire.
Oh, you know I will. You know me. You know I will. Gave me a little bit of a tease earlier in the news. I had the opportunity to put together a list earlier. Decided not to.
Mm.
But the opportunity presented itself again.
Mm.
And I, you know, I can give you one time where I will just put my blinders on and say, no, we don't need to do this. But if there's going to be a second chance, that's like the universe saying, hey, man, let's reconsider this. So I reconsidered it, Pete, and I, in fact, did the damn thing. I put together a list.
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
In fact, it's been a long time since we've had a list of Hartzell. Did you miss it? How much did you miss it?
Okay, here we go.
No. Pete, for real, how much did you miss this thing? It's probably our highest rated segment on the KC Morning Show.
This is highest rated.
Yeah, voted number one by no one in particular, but still no number one, nonetheless.
You know, we use those Nielsen ratings on this KC Morning Show. Radio Henry here.
Hey, everybody's making a nice little comeback. I hadn't seen Radio Henry in a minute. How you been, Radio Henry?
I've been pretty good there, Hartzell. Ready for this list of Hartzell presented by, could be presented by you. Email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com. Back to you, Pete.
Thank you, Radio Henry.
Wow. I love it when he comes by. Are we still getting him for free? He's going to start charging because he's very good at his job.
I mean, he is a radio announcer, that man.
Man, he is very good at his job. Your list starts. It's been a while, but we're back. Ready to go. Fired up. Ready to go. List starts. This one, I think, really has the potential, and I'm not gonna set the bar too high because I've learned when we do this list, and even me, as someone who is a staunch supporter of the list of Hartzell, because I, you know, came up with it, even I know that maybe I've been overselling these things. I'm starting to realize that maybe the payoff hasn't been quite as powerful as I thought. But this one, I think you're gonna love. This one, I know you're gonna love.
Excuse me.
Pause everything I'm about to do.
Ooh.
Pause everything. Are those cameras recording?
Oh yeah.
You realize that you just, I don't know if this is subconscious or not. You know that you just sneezed and at the same time dabbed, right? Like was that on purpose? Are you seven?
What do you mean? I just, if you get a sneeze, do it with a little style, and that's what I accomplished.
I need you to pull that clip later on in the day. That
Ooh,
was
man.
Hard to watch.
COVID. I like that.
Seven. A team at DirectTVDeals.com, the authorized DirectTV dealer.
Yeah.
Conducted a nationwide survey of movie and TV viewers to discover what they would like to see brought back or made into a sequel. That's right, show. That's right. On this list of Hartzell, it is TV shows that should be brought back. Now that is a good list.
Sunday Night Heat.
Oh, man, a little Sunday Night Wrestling. That would be nice. Okay. I have a list of, what is it, 1, 2, 3. That's more than 10. We're not going to do that many. Let's do the top. 1, 2, 3. You give me a number. How many you want to hear?
Let's do 5.
Top 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Perfect. Okay. All right. How about this? We'll do the top 5. These are your honorable mention on the list. Freaks and Geeks. Lost. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which that would have been
Lost.
Great. 9% of folks want Friday Night Lights back. Yeah, 11% want Psych.
Delilah.
Love me some Psych. 11% miss and want back How I Met Your Mother. Super not satisfying conclusion of that show, if you ask me. 12% want The West Wing. Mad Men at 13%. The Golden Girls at 13%. A little bit difficult to bring that show back because they're not all still with us, but I see where your head's at. 20% Law and Order. They want that show to be brought back. It's on 24/7 now. Just watch a rerun. It's basically never left. Mm. Never left. Here we go. Top five. And this is interesting because it's always the battle between The Office and this show.
Three words for you. Treat yourself. Treat yourself
2019.
Once a year, Donna and I spend a day treating ourselves. What do we treat ourselves to?
Clothes.
Treat yourself.
Fragrances.
Treat yourself.
Massages.
Treat yourself.
Mimosas.
Treat yourself.
Fine leather goods.
Treat yourself.
It's the best day of the year.
The best day of the year.
22%. At number 5, in the fight between Parks and Rec versus The Office, in the battle between Leslie Knope and Michael Scott, Leslie Knope lays the wood, y'all. People's elbow. 10 times out of 10.
Here's the problem with The Office. I don't know if this take is hot, but let's call it lukewarm.
Okay, room temperature take.
Some shows out there quit, and people are still longing for more episodes. Mm-hmm. That's when you should quit. The Office, at the end, everybody knew that it was time for it to go.
I'm willing to revisit the Robert California era. I'm okay. What? It's funnier than we thought.
I just think.
But I see what you're saying, though.
I mean, they were grasping for straws at the end a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so you almost wish that it ended with Michael leaving. That was a proper ending.
I should have. And you know what? Maybe that was a factor. The reboot factor.
Let it lie.
Not quite as high. Parks and Rec at number 5, 22%. 24%. I thought this would be a little bit higher. Seinfeld. What's the deal with him being so low on the list?
Here's a little pro tip for you if you don't know, but Larry David was one of the co-writers of Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is still coming out with new episodes every Sunday night. And yes, he isn't as pleasant to look at as Jerry, but it's the same show, essentially.
Nothing has changed.
It's the same show in a different time. And again, no Elaine and George and the whole crew and racist.
You know how much they still get paid? You know how much they still get paid?
I can't imagine.
Larry David and them and like Jerry Seinfeld are still some of the highest paid people in the business.
When
and
they eventually run back the KC Morning Show 10 years from now.
Oh wow.
Right?
Wow.
Couple bucks.
You know, we are shooting for syndication on this show. Mm-hmm. It's a podcast, I guess. Are we already syndicated, technically? You can find us wherever you want now.
Syndication, right?
I'm not even mad about it because, you know, I liked you trying it. You tried for it? At number 3, 25% of folks want us to bring back Friends.
Near my seat. How is this your seat? Because I was sitting there. But then you left.
Well, it's not like I went to Spain.
Friends, number 3 on that list. It wasn't for me. Not a fan at all. Not a fan.
That's understandable since you're a Ross.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm going to go and let that reference lie 6 feet under with the rest of that show. Friends at number 3. Number 2, ER. Mm. ER. 42% of people, or sorry, 30% of people want to bring back ER. And at number 1. Here we go. Number 1. 30% of folks. It was a tie, but it edged out just a little bit above ER. MASH!
No.
Mm-hmm. favorite. JK, it's not. I like MASH, though. MASH is fine.
That's it?
That's it. MASH is number one. If you would have asked me that question maybe like 10 years ago, I would have said yeah. I just thought maybe the people who like MASH, that demo maybe started aging out a little bit.
You were inching your way towards the best Litz Hartzell ever until that final conclusion of being in MASH.
What'd I do?
I would have.
I thought we were doing really well here. I was waiting. Really,
I was anticipating. I thought, you know what? This is the segment. This is finally the list that pays off. MASH is the final show?
Hold on. You are getting this wildly wrong. Don't blame me.
What a heel turn at the end.
Don't blame me for the results. I'm just the messenger, man.
Come on, man.
No, we're doing good. Oh. We were so close.
Let's get to the next segment. We got sports next on the KC Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
So, sports and coronavirus is a thing.
This close to you liking it. This close to having a successful list.
And I'm going to get to that in just a second.
Damn it, man.
Breaking news. It looks like this morning, early this morning.
I'm not ready for this.
This is going to hit you right in your face, Hartzell.
Oh, no.
Former Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski close to a deal with WWE. So he is.
It's happening, huh?
Pivoting.
Is this real?
For a potential contract to become
a WrestleMania season's coming.
Pro wrestler. And with wrestling, I don't feel like I'd be a full-time wrestler, but there's one thing I'm down for, Gronkowski said. This was in August. I have to do one crazy match, practice it for a little bit, go out there like in a Royal Rumble, go out there and do a full-on WWE match. I'm not saying when, 5 years from now maybe. I got the rest of my life to do that. But
I'm not interested.
As Vince McMahon has pushed before, everybody has a price. Looks like they might be bringing along Gronk.
I think the Million Dollar Man said that.
I had a friend text me every night and said, what would Gronk's finishing move be? And it, of course, would be the Badonka Gronk. So
you're on one today. You're on one today.
Let's get to that national sports news. The Ivy League Conference Tournament, we talked about the NCAA Tournament, they canceled their tournament due to coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Here was ESPN's first take.
The coronavirus, the reports are that it's at least 10 times as deadly as the flu, but likely more than that from the latest information coming out.
That is correct.
So it's a serious thing, obviously. Here's what, you know how like non-essential travel is being canceled? Everyone's like, cancel non-essential travel. That's what's happening in tournaments right now. Non-essential tournaments canceled, right? The Ivy League tournament. I went to Columbia. It's Ivy League. It's not an essential tournament. March Madness is essential. However,
leads to it.
However, that's the next domino to fall.
So there you have it. First take reacting toward what is becoming a problem. Them saying, okay, this is the first chip to fall. So the Ivy League canceled their tournament. And they're saying, okay, we don't want to have that risk. Princeton women, who won the conference this year in the Ivy League, and the Yale men, who won the conference this year in the Ivy League, they'll go to the NCAA tournament.
That's how it's going to work.
Yeah, what stinks about that is college athletes who thought they would at least have one more game like that, your career's over because you thought you'd at least play in the tournament.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that, yeah.
Where it doesn't stink is they're going to be a Fortune 500 company employee.
Yeah, they don't
need
this.
They're going to make their own
business. They're smart enough to know not to do this anywhere. Like,
you know what?
They don't want to get sick.
You're probably going to be rich enough to make your own fake conference tournament in about 5 years, and you could come back and do that. So I wouldn't worry about it. You're in the Ivy League. The Chiefs Super Bowl video was released on Tuesday. I had the opportunity to watch that video, and let me say, I think it's a must-own for Chiefs fans.
What do you mean, Super Bowl video? What do you mean? Just like
the NFL films, they go through the whole year and they recap each game from the season and leading up to the Super Bowl, how the story goes and some of their best micings.
Gotcha.
I enjoy this. My favorite moment was when Travis Kelce had the opportunity to hug his dad after the Chiefs won. Listen to this.
Oh, so happy for you. You've worked so hard all your life. Never, ever really got the recognition you deserve.
So they're hugging right there and crying in each other's arms. So, yeah, hit you in the feels. You can get it today on DVD, Blu-ray, digital download. It's called Super Bowl, LIV Champions, Kansas City Chiefs. We've got the link up at AP, arrowheadpride.com, if you want to grab that for your DVD collection.
How much is it?
If you still have one of those. Depends on where you get it. Okay. $30. We have it up for. I think you can get a little cheaper on Amazon, but don't tell my SB Nation bosses that I told
Man,
you that.
Man, I got a website for that. I ain't paying for that. Please.
Some Royals news and notes as we get closer to that opening day, March 26th. Hartzell, we're 15 days away from Royals.
Are we gonna have opening day?
Regular season games.
Is it going to be opening day in front of no one or what?
Mike Matheny, the manager of the Royals, is making it sound like Brad Keller will be the guy to get the opening day start. Okay. The Royals also may not name a fifth starter, instead going with what is a trend like my intermittent fasting in the MLB, an opener situation where they stretch relievers out over more innings. So they do a bunch of relievers and they play a game. Salvatore Perez, Salvi, saying there's no more limitations stemming from Tommy John surgery. He's calling himself a regular player. Despite not playing in a spring training game, Adalberto Mondesi is still reportedly going to be ready for opening day. The Royals go 1-1 in their split squad yesterday. They take on the Cleveland Indians Wednesday and the Seattle Mariners on Thursday.
There you go.
Sporting KC news. Hartzell, I know you like that, but looking at your shirt right there. Number 3 in ESPN's power rankings after a 2-0 start. The reason that's so impressive is they were 12th going into the year. This from ESPN. If there were a separate set of standings that gave clubs points just on how their new signings are going,
man, right?
Sporting would be leading thanks to the exploits of Alan Pulido and Gadi Quinha.
Nailed it.
We mean.
Good job, Pete.
In addition to leading the actual standings, what with two dominant wins and a 6+ goal differential? Well, hot damn, Hartzell. ESPN only had Minnesota and L.A. Football Club as the better teams in the entire league.
And did we talk about this on Monday? Tim Melia, our goalkeeper, he's set the club record for most shutouts.
Do you mean Tim Melia?
Oh, I love you. did it sound okay? Did it sound okay Saturday?
I was not at the game for the second time.
I keep forgetting you weren't there. Okay, that's just me telling the world that I need to get you tickets. I made the mistake twice now, so I got to get you tickets. Okay. I got you next game.
I believe that you will get me tickets.
Oh, man, you are just on fire today.
The Big 12 schedule in KC, it's K-State and TCU tonight at 8 o'clock from the Sprint Center. If K-State wins, they play Baylor on Thursday. KU plays either Oklahoma State or Iowa State on Thursday at 1:30. In the SEC tournament, Mizzou takes on Texas A&M tonight at 6. K-State and Mizzou, like my Syracuse Orange, need to win their tournaments to get in. So the NCAA tournament starts tonight for all those teams. That's why I have my stupid S on my shirt. They're probably going to lose to UNC. Kansas should be the number one seed in the NCAA tournament, regardless of what happens. Yeah. They could almost get blown out in this tournament in the first game and still be a one seed in the NCAAs. That's how well they've played this year. Must be nice, Jayhawks. Mm-hmm. Must be nice. That's your sports.
What's the point?
Yeah.
What's even the point? Take a sweep and then do. We may have to divide and conquer, my friend. You want a Wednesday wisdom or you want a preview, or do you think we can work in both?
I'll do a speed.
We do a speed through?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
I'll go fast. Let's get the sweep going, get sweetness up, and we'll do it.
Your style is unorthodox but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
My name is Hartzell. To my left, my esteemed colleague. Give me a letter real quick.
R.
R for the redoubtable Peter R. Swain. The R stands for give us this real preview on your KC Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Wednesday, Thursday preview. It's Big 12 week, so you know what is happening at PNL. It's the Miller Lite Fan Fest. That'll happen from Wednesday at 2 o'clock all through Sunday. This is usually one of the bigger events in Kansas City. We'll see how big it is this year
It's a pretty sweet event.
Here you go.
Get it?
Big 12.
Sweetness.
Basketball watch party.
It's the name of the song.
All week at Chicken and Pickle. They're going to have all the games on for you. If you don't want basketball, you can go and see the Youth Symphony Kansas City Classic Orchestra and Band Festival by the Youth Symphony of Kansas City.
Okay.
That starts today at 12 and runs to 10 o'clock tonight. KU pregame party tomorrow, 10 a.m. at no other pub, so taking advantage of people down there already going to the Sprint Center. I will be down there.
If you
see
me,
if you see me down there at PNL, say hi. Tell me what you like about the show and what you don't like. I know that is Hartzell.
Yeah, I get it. I won't be there.
Just tell me what you like.
So you don't have to sugarcoat anything. I won't be there with him.
Tomorrow also, 2 o'clock, an Aramark hiring event. So if you want a job for the summer, that's who staffs the food and stuff.
Aramark? Aramark does that?
Yeah.
Okay. We got ratings in yesterday, so I'm keeping all my options open.
You would be a nice burger server. Like, just, you could come up, crack a joke, maybe get a tip at the baseball game.
I can't cook, but I could offer great conversation.
People bring a lot of cash to these baseball games because they want to spend it on popcorn and chips and tipping folks like you, Hartzell.
Oh, wow. I love your optimism, Pete.
The Bachelor live on stage at the Midland. That's tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I believe Daniel Chaloui is the Bachelor on stage, and there's 10 women.
Yeah, he's one of them, right?
Oh, no, I think that's who it is, and there's 10 women volunteers that are going.
How did they set that thing up, and why were we not invited?
No idea. Ugh. Spoil Me Silly Ladies Night tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Missed opportunity again.
St. Andrews Golf Club in Overland Park. You can get tickets online, $10, or you can get them online at the door. Oh, no, wait a minute. $10 online, $15 at the door.
There we go. There we go.
Spoil Me Silly Ladies Night, which is interesting. Kelly's Westport Inn, of course.
There it is.
We're having a Big 12 tournament happy hour.
The streak continues.
Tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
What number show is this? Do we know? I hate to
keep
interrupting.
It's
in the 40s. This is in the 40th. So
we're in the mid-40s.
Show number mid-40. That means
right around your low for today.
That was smooth.
Thanks.
Which means that now for over 40 shows, we've made a Kelly's reference on every single show.
Iowa State. I don't know if it's been every show, but yeah.
It's
a lot
been about every show.
Boulevard Brewing Company is hosting Pittsburgh State.
We'll send you an invoice.
The Gorilla Gathering tomorrow at 6 p.m. So that's interesting if you went to Pittsburgh State. Heels at Crossroad Hotel tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Basically, this time, dance will become your therapy, motivational tool, and mentality sharper. The 2020 series with Tina Rojas.
Okay.
So there you go. If you want some interpretive dance, Hartzell, that's your place.
I always want some interpretive dancing.
I don't know.
When in doubt, I was born to dance.
That's the type of dancing that they'll be doing.
God, I'm a dancer.
At the hotel.
Dancing.
Brass Rewind returns to Knuckleheads. Kansas City's premier jazz rock horn band returns tomorrow. Tickets only $10 at Knuckleheads Saloon. 2715 Rochester Street. And it's Fake Patty's Day at the RM West Apartments. They're probably just trying to sell you an apartment, but I found it. I could have not put a Fake Patty's Day coming up with the St. Patrick's Day holiday this weekend. So there you go. That is your Wednesday, Thursday preview. It's Big 12 in Kansas City.
Oh, perfect timing, Pete.
Yeah.
Look at you. You
call
got
that an internal clock.
Got that set up with you and Jimmy Eat World. Well done.
You ready for some Wednesday wisdom?
I am just about ready for Wednesday wisdom, but I want to get, because this has got to be a good one. It's got to be a good song for this one. We just did Jimmy Eat World, Coming to Town, which is why we played that. So there's a little bit of a payoff there. What's a, who are you thinking of? Who are you feeling?
Lizzo.
Lizzo, huh?
People just love that song, so I just figure.
People do love some Lizzo. Lizzo.
Get them riled up.
Okay. Get it started. I'll get some Lizzo pulled up.
Let's start with this one. Just two words from John Cage. Begin anywhere. So if you're thinking about beginning, just go anywhere and just begin it. I added the last part. Here we go. Lizzo knows.
How you feeling, Pete? How are you feeling?
I feel good. Speaking of investing in yourself. An investment in travel is an investment in yourself, says Matthew Carson.
Oh, this, are we starting it up?
That's
so
right.
Is it starting? Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Hey, Hartzell.
Hey, Pete.
Why do you go away? So that you come back. So that you can see the place you came from with new eyes and extra colors.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
The people there see you differently, too. Coming back to where you started is not the same as never leaving. Terry Pratchett.
Wow. I mean, this is, the bar is being set so incredibly high, and I'm excited to see where this is about to go.
Traveling, it leaves you speechless, then turns you into a storyteller. Can't pronounce that lovely author's name. If I'm an advocate for anything, it's to move. As far as you can, as much as you can, across the ocean or simply across the river. The extent to which you can walk in someone else's shoes or at least eat their food, it's a plus for everybody. Open your mind. Get off the couch.
Get up.
Move. The late and great Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, wow. You brought out some heavy hitters for this Wednesday wisdom.
The life you have led doesn't need to be the only life you have.
Okay.
Anna Quinlan.
Big Anna Quinlan fan over here. Big fan.
Since you have to do the things that you have to do, be wise to do some of the things you want to do. Malcolm Forbes. I don't know if he invented Forbes.com, but I'm guessing he did.
So it wouldn't be a stretch to believe that.
A few more here. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Marcel Proust.
I'm going to use that one. I like that one.
To make an end, Hartzell. Uh-huh. This one's good for you. To make an end is to make a beginning. T.S. Eliot.
Oh, T.S.
One more. T.S. Try new things. Meet new people. Look beyond what's right in front of you. Those are the things to understanding this amazing world we live in. Andrew Zimmern. That's your Wednesday music.
Wednesday wisdom.
All right, baby. Bonus. People don't take trips. Trips take people. Travel it up.
Worth it. Worth it.
John Steinbeck and Pete Sweeney at the end.
A group effort.
Every Wednesday on your KC Morning Show, you get what is called your Wednesday wisdom. Pete now, I think, has sent you on the back end of your Wednesday. Now you're ready to take on the rest of your week.
Be your best you.
Be your best you. You know who said that? You know who said that so well?
This tandem at the KC Morning Show.
That right there. That guy, Peter T. Sweeney. The T stands for tandem. Mm. T stands for tandem offense. Mm. My name's
T Hart. Stands for your turkey stuff.
Man, you really, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I was dog-ass today. I didn't bring it whatsoever. You really came hard in the paint. And I appreciate you picking up the slack today because I left. Anyway, my shame is still on that couch right across the way. So I got to go collect some more Z's. I'm sitting on a solid 15 minutes of sleep right now. But you, my friend, were the excellence of execution.
Thank you.
You're really good at this.
Thank you, man.
You're really good at this. What we got going on for Friday? Anything besides your preview? You got anything you're looking forward to doing between now and a couple days?
Yeah, I'm going to Big 12 tomorrow, so I have a lot of stories from our day out.
Please don't be sick. Please don't catch anything.
Right. I feel pretty good after going through it for a little bit, so I'm hoping.
Okay, well, you haven't gone through this yet.
Yeah.
So you're still now just speculating blindly. Please wash your hands. Mm-hmm. If you have to go potty, put on Lizzo.
That's right.
We talked about this on the show weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Play the chorus.
If you have to go potty, don't be spotty. Wednesday wisdom.
Pete, give me a letter.
V.
V. Peter V. Swain. V, V, V. The B stands for be very, very careful tonight, all right? I don't want to get sick. Be very careful with this virus.
The KC Morning Show.
Go Syracuse.
Go Syracuse.
See you in the morning.
Go Syracuse.